From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday as the so-called Day of Rage, called for by Palestinian factions, got underway. So far, at least one Palestinian has been killed. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Protests are being held Friday across the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries around the world. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S." Muthahir Hussain was protesting in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
But we were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel. And it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah. And it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. The group Hamas is calling for an uprising against Israel. The United Nations Secretary General is expressing outrage after an attack on U.S. peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 more. "I condemn this attack unequivocally," Antonio Guterres said. "These deliberate attacks against peacekeepers are unacceptable and constitute a war crime." The UN chief said the attack occurred late Thursday in the troubled North Kivu province of the DRC. In Washington, this is VOA News.